Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made and another day that you've allowed for us to see. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, in our right minds. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life and that more abundantly. Thank you for, God, just a mind to serve you, a mind to chase after you, a mind to do your will, God, and a mind to rise up this morning and to begin our day off with prayer. You told us to seek you early while you may yet be found, before our days get cluttered, before our thoughts get cluttered, before our actions and our ways get cluttered, but to submit ourselves to you before we begin anything, before we do anything, so that you may order our footsteps and so that you may direct our lives. So we surrender ourselves over to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender our ways. We surrender our thoughts. We surrender this day to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you come the more and have your way in our lives, so that you may be pleased with us and that we may fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. Oh, God, prayer is something that we must do. We must find ourselves in the midst of prayer because we're living in such a wicked generation and in wicked times. And you told us in your word that men ought to always pray in season, out of season, oh, God, through thick and through thin, God, where things are right or things are not right, God, that men should always pray. We should always have communication channels open with you, Lord, oh, God, so that whatever state that we find ourselves in, you can help us to remain content, Lord. We must have communications open with you, God, so we'll know what's going on, Lord, because you will always order our footsteps. You will always guide our thoughts and our lives. You'll always let us know what's on the horizon. You'll never let us come under an attack or an issue, oh, God, without knowing what's going on. And so we submit to your will today. Oh, God, we submit to your will today in the name of Jesus. Show us your glory, God, and show us your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're tired of bumping up against walls, Lord. We're tired of stumbling, God, out. We're tired, oh, God, of some of the things that we're running through. And, Lord, we want to get these things straight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Get our thoughts, get our minds, get our actions, get our ways straight, Lord, so that we may line up in according to your will, and that we may declare not our will, but that thine will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. And so we talked about on Sunday that our weapons, oh God, one of our weapons was prayer, that men ought to always pray, and that the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Our prayer, oh God, prayer changes things in our lives. It causes us to submit ourselves to you, to let you know that not our will, God, but we want your will to be done. Prayer says, Lord, I need you. I can't make it without you. Oh, God, you're everything. You're everything to me and more, Lord. And that, God, I need you not every hour, but I need you every second. I need you every moment of the day, God, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. God, I need you. I need you to breathe on me. Oh, God, I need you to walk with me. I need you to talk with me. God, I need you to live through me in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, God, I can't make it without you. So I pray to let you know, Lord, I am nothing without you. And God, as I magnify you and as I glorify you and as I lift up your name, oh, God, you come in and you inhabit the praises of your people. And so you build up our faith. And that's our second weapon that we talked about on Sunday, God. Oh, God, that without faith it's impossible to please you, Lord. Oh, God, it's our faith in you that activates your power, your wonder-working power in our lives. It's our belief in you, Lord. The three Hebrew boys said that we know that our God can. Oh, God, whether he does it or not, we still know without a shadow of a doubt that he can deliver us from the fiery furnace, God, no matter how desperate or how dire our situation may be. Oh, God, give us the boldness, oh, God, to declare, oh, God, we know that you can and that we know that you will in the mighty name of Jesus. You can, oh, you move mountains, God. You cause walls to fall, God. You perform miracles, Lord, all because you love us, oh, God, and all because you have made a way for us. Oh, God, so bless us, oh, God, on this day to build up our faith, Lord. Oh, God, trials and tribulations may come, oh, God, but let our faith remain strong. Let our faith in you, oh, God, remain consistent. Oh, God, let our faith in you not waver in the name of Jesus. And then, God, let us praise you in advance, oh, Lord. Oh, God, before the walls fall, let us bless the God of our salvation, God. Before the situation change, God, let us, oh, God, magnify you and glorify you and give you praise, oh, God, in advance, Lord, because we know that you can make a way. We know that you can open up the door. We know that you can do it in the name of Jesus, and our trust is in you, and our faith is in you, and our hope is in you. So, God, do it for your glory, God. Bless and pour out your spirit upon your people, God. Oh, God, open up doors, oh, God, miracles perform, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we bless you, as we thank you in advance, God. We thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, we bless your name, God. We give you glory, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord, and we give you the highest praise that we can. Hallelujah, God, and we bless your name in advance, for you have so many great things in store for us, and our hope is built in you. Our focus and our eyes and our hearts are focused in on you because we thank you because you've already done it. And I'm so glad that you've already done it. You've made the way already, and we bless your name this morning. We speak healing in the lives of your people. We speak strength in the lives of your people. God, we ask that you pour out your spirit and let your rain fall afresh on us. Even today, let there be praise on our lips, Lord. Songs in our hearts, God, that we cannot keep within. Let it be just like fire, as Jeremiah said. Shut up in our bones that we cannot hold it in, but that the praises of our King, let it rise among us. Oh, God, let it explode out of us all day long as we magnify you and as we glorify the God of our salvation. And so we thank you for another opportunity to pray as we continue in our 1140 prayer initiative in the Church of God in Christ. Oh, God, the last time we prayed as a collective body, we prayed for the general board of our church. And since we have not prayed collectively on our phone call, Lord, I would like to call, continue in that prayer. We'll pray this day for the general officers of the church, Lord. We pray for Bishop Lyles and Bishop White, and we pray for the Supreme Court of our church. And, God, we pray for all of the workers, all of the general officers who have been voted into office, Lord, in our church to help us to run our church, trustee boards, God. We pray for them, God, that they may do your will and not their will. We bind selfish spirits, Lord, even now in the name of Jesus. We bind carnal thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. We bind lights that don't shine like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they represent the church, oh God, on various levels, Lord. We pray that you would lead and guide and direct them, God, and grant them wisdom, grant them an anointing, God, that would destroy every yoke and every bind, oh God, that ties, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the general officers of our church. We pray for every single department and auxiliary in our church, Lord. The auxiliaries in ministry, oh God, department that coordinates or facilitates five of our ministries, Lord. The youth department. We pray for the missions department. We pray for the Sunday school, God, and the evangelism department. And we pray for the music department. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, the department that we should have active in our church. Sunday school helps us, oh God, to train up the people in the way that they should go. Evangelist helps them to go show them what words to give and how to witness and to draw people in, God. Music, oh God, captivates our hearts and allows us to begin to praise God and to lead us to a time of worship and time of prayer. A mission, God, tells us how to serve one another, God. Oh God, so that we won't just be selfish in our own thoughts and our own ways, oh God, but to think also on the things of others. And then our youth, oh God, to train them up in the way that they should go, Lord, so that when they grow older, that they won't depart from them. Oh God, every single ministry, Lord, oh God, needs to be effective in our church. So God bless our national leaders, God, that they put out programs and they put out initiatives, Lord, that help us to build those areas of ministry in our local ministries and in our states in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every department head, oh God, their compatriots, Lord, those assistants that you go, that's the word I'm looking for. We pray that you bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then on Sunday, they ask for us to pray for the board of bishops, Lord. Oh, God, Bishop, oh, God, Sheard, Lord, today. Oh, God, and all of the men that work with him, oh, God, the leaders, the bishops, oh, God, the leaders of the churches across the world, Lord. They're the ones that you've given charge over, God, oh, God, to lead different areas of the nation, Lord, state by state, God, region by region, God, oh, God, area by area, God. We pray that you will anoint our leaders now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that they may, oh, God, be in line with what we're giving or what has been given in the church, Lord, and that they may pass that information down, oh, God, so that the church will be in line in everything that we do, God. Bind the spirit of selfishness, Lord. God, bind the spirit of rebelliousness, God. Bind the spirit of disobedience right now, God, even in our leaders, Lord, because that stuff runs down Aaron's beard as well. Not only does the anointing, Lord, run down Aaron's beard, oh, God, but disobedience runs down as well, God. We saw it with Aaron, Lord, as he, oh, God, was rebellious against Moses, Lord. He led some people astray, and you struck him down, God. I'm not asking you to strike any of our leaders down today, but I'm asking, God, that you get them in line, Lord, with what our board, God, our general board and our presiding bishop is saying, God, today. Help them to be with one accord and with one mind, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, throughout our board of bishops, that we may be stronger together, that we may be wiser together, that we may be one, God, that your spirit may come in, God, and have his way not just in one local assembly, Lord, but across the nation and across the world in the mighty name of Jesus. And then yesterday, oh, God, you asked, they asked that we pray for the Department of Women, and we pray for Mother Rivers and all of the ladies that work with her, Mother Lewis as well. Oh, God, and all of the women, the great women of God that work with her, oh, God, to coordinate and facilitate the Department of Women across this world. What a great department, Lord. Our church is mostly filled with women, oh, God, and so we need you to anoint them. We need you to keep them. Oh, God, let them be praying women, God. Oh, God, let them be wailing women, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them be, oh, God, women about the master's work, God. Let us get back to those days, oh, God, where the women, oh, God, worked, and they went out into the areas, God, and witnessed, Lord, and did different little departments, oh, God, different little auxiliaries. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, that the women were able to be effective in ministry, Lord. Oh, God, anoint them even now, God, and stir up amongst the women even now, God. Oh, God, to continue to do the work that you have called for them to do. And I thank you for each and every woman. I thank you for my mother, oh, God, a mother's board at my church, God. I thank you for the missionaries, God, that you have at my church as well, God. And I thank you, oh, God, for what you have in store and the great things you will be doing in our ministry through the help of the great women of God that you have there. And then today, God, you asked for us. They asked for us to pray for our pastors. And, God, often as I pray, Lord, and I do this on Wednesdays, I call out the names of every single pastor in the Great Northern District. I call out the names of the pastors, oh God, in the area, my brothers, oh God, that I work, oh God, in the vineyard with, God, and I call out their names this morning. Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt, okay, Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Clifton Cooley, oh God, and Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Andy Cork and Pastor Ray Satterfield, oh God, Pastor Lawrence Cayet, Lord, and Pastor, oh God, I lost his name, God, William Cornick, thank you, Holy Ghost. I pray for myself, Pastor Eugene McCowan. I pray for Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord, and Pastor Herschel Chenault. Oh, God, and Pastor Brian D. Jones, the pastors in this area, God, and the pastors in, oh, God, in the Great Northern District, the pastors in the first jurisdiction, and pastors across this nation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to not be weary in well-doing, knowing that in due season we'll reap if we faint not, God. You have lives that need to come in, a harvest that's truly plenteous, Lord. Send each and every pastor, God, a laborer, God, that'll be willing to go out into the harvest, God. Send them more laborers right now, God, because the harvest is great, Lord. Oh, God, and we need, oh, God, the people to come in, oh, God, to let them know about your goodness and about your great news. And so embolden us, empower us. Give us the visions that we need to lead your people. Give us wisdom, God, as Samuel asked for, wisdom to lead your people according to the way that you want us to lead. I'm not looking for riches. I'm not looking for houses and land. God, I know that you will provide those things. But God, I'm asking that you would give us wisdom today. Anoint us like never before today. In the name of Jesus, give us boldness like never before today. In the name of Jesus, help us to put down our carnal weapons, Lord, and pick up the weapons of praise. Pick up the weapons of holiness. Pick up the weapons of prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to line up with you. Oh God, so that our people won't be led astray. And that our sheep won't be scattered, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom. Give us what to say. God, give us, an anointing, God, that will break yokes, oh God, and give us the words, oh God, to say, oh God, that will breathe life into your people. We thank you, God, for all that you've done. We thank you for what you're doing for us on this day. And we pray that you anoint us as we commit this day to fasting and prayer. Praying, we put our flesh under subjection even now. And we cast the devil out of the minds, we cast them out of the will. As we draw nearer to thee, as we draw closer to thee, oh God, we want to lay aside everything that's unlike you so that your glory might be revealed in us. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will. Take us to our different destinations all day long safely. And then, God, at the appointed place, at the appointed time, bring us back together again. And we'll bless your name this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.